June 15, Immortal Inheritance. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Titus 2:11-12. The angels of God attained unto no higher knowledge than to know the will of God, and it is their greatest delight to accomplish the perfect will of the Heavenly Father. Fallen man has the privilege of becoming intelligent in regard to the will of God. While probationary time is granted us, we should put our faculties to the very highest use, that we may make of ourselves all that it is possible, and while we endeavor to reach a high standard of intelligence, we should feel our dependence upon God, for without His grace our efforts cannot bring lasting benefit. It is through the grace of Christ that we are to be overcomers. Through the merits of His blood, we are to be of that number whose names will not be blotted out of the book of life. Those who are final overcomers will have the life that runs parallel with the life of God, and wear the crown of the victor. When such great and eternal reward awaits us, we should run the race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We have no hesitancy in telling you that in order to obtain the immortal inheritance and the eternal substance, we must be overcomers in this probationary life. Everything that blots and stains the soul must be removed, must be cleansed from the heart. We must know what it means to be a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruptions that are in the world through lust. Are you ready to wage war against the lusts of the flesh? Are you ready to battle against the enemy of God and man? Satan is determined to enslave every soul if he can, for he is playing a desperate game to win the souls of men from Christ and eternal life. Will you permit him to steal from you the graces of the Spirit of God and plant in you his own corrupt nature, or will you accept the great provision of salvation and through the merits of the infinite sacrifice made in your behalf become a partaker of the divine nature? God has given his only begotten Son that through his shame, suffering, and death you might have glory, honor, and immortality. Signs of the Times, June 15, 1891.